Bristol Myers, the makers of Sal Hepatica for the smile of health, and Vitalis for well-groomed hair, present the Alan Young Show. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ken Delmar, speaking on behalf of those two old friends, Sal Hepatica and Vitalis, and welcoming you to the Alan Young Show, featuring our singing star, Diane Courtney, the music of Peter Van Steeden, and our special guest tonight, Fred Waring, and starring Alan Young. Well, folks, here we are outside Alan Young's house. Alan has a beautiful home. In the summer, he has ivy climbing up the wall. But not in the winter. Ivy goes to Florida. Let's drop in, Ivy.
Oh, hello, Kenny. Come on in. Kenny, you got here just at an historic moment. I just received a telegram from General Eisenhower thanking me for the secret weapon I sent him.
Secret weapon?
Yeah, it's a girdle 300 miles long.
Well, Alan, what did General Eisenhower do with a girdle 300 miles long?
He put it in the Belgian Bulge.
Well, the general did very well without you, Alan. Yeah. He's closed the Nazi escape route, and von Rundstedt is almost surrounded. I wonder what von Rundstedt is doing right now.
He's probably standing there and singing, "Don't Fence Me In."
Well, General Montgomery...
What's that, kid?
General Montgomery isn't doing badly either.
Oh, sure, Montgomery is doing fine, but I wonder how he still finds time to take care of Ward. I nearly took care of that. By the way, Kenny, what are you doing here tonight?
Have you forgotten Alan?
How could I forget Alan? I've known him ever since he was a baby. Oh, you mean, have I forgotten?
Alan, tonight is the night we're having the meeting of the Alumni Association Senior Prom Committee of the Ladislaus T. Fink High School. Don't you remember? You're committee chairman again this year.
Oh, yeah, good old Ladislaus T. Fink High. Now, who else is on the prom committee besides you and me?
Well, your girlfriend Betty and Peter Van Steeden. They'll be here any moment.
Oh, gee. Do I look all right, Kenny? My hair combed, my tie straight, my shirt clean?
Yeah, you look fine. But I think the committee would like it better if you did one more thing.
What's that?
Put on a pair of pants.
Some people are so unsophisticated. I'll slip into them right now. There we are. Now that must be the committee.
Hello, Mr. Young.
Oh, it's my girlfriend, Betty. Welcome to my humble abode, Betty. Shall I carry you across the threshold, Betty?
Why, Mr. Young, you can't carry a girl across the threshold unless you're married to her.
Not much of an inducement, is it? Oh. Well, come on in, Betty.
Hello, Betty.
Hello, Mr. Delmar.
Well, I'll leave you folks alone. I'll go in the kitchen and call up Peter Van Steeden.
Kenny, there's no phone in the kitchen.
I know. Huh? I was just trying to be subtle. Huh? I thought I'd leave you alone in the living room with Betty. Maybe you'd like to N-E-C-K. I'll see you later.
Betty, would you like to N-E-C-K?
I'd love to, Mr. Young.
Gosh. Bet I'll have fun when I find out what that spells. Come on, Betty. Sit down here on the couch.
All right. There. Mr. Young, won't you come a little closer?
Is that better?
Mm-hmm. But come a little closer.
Okay. Is that any better?
Yes, Mr. Young. But I'd like you to come still closer.
Okay. There. Is that close enough? Well, Betty, we're ready to plan another senior prom. Remember our senior prom? We were just two fresh kids graduating from high school.
Yes. After 4 long years.
Yeah, after 10 long years. Betty, remember that tuxedo I wore? I borrowed it from my uncle.
Uh-huh. I remember that tuxedo.
Yeah.
The right shoulder was so shiny as if something heavy had been carried on it.
Yeah, my uncle was a very busy undertaker. You know, we should...
Break it up, kids. Peter Van Steeden's coming up the porch.
Oh, Peter.
Peter Van Steeden is here. The negotiations may commence post-haste under my expert supervision and tutelage.
Peter, where did you learn such big words?
Why, everybody says I'm a walking encyclopedia.
Well, wouldn't you like to sit down and rest your index? Come on in, Peter. Well, let's start the committee meeting. As alumni, it's our job to give the high school seniors the best prom possible. And about the dance music, Peter, last year you brought your band of 18 musicians. How much did it cost?
$25.
Yeah. Okay, you're hired again.
Oh, not so fast. This year the price is $100.
Why should I pay you $100 for a band that I paid $25 for last year?
Well, during the year, some of my boys learned how to read music.
That's ridiculous. For $100, I could get the Fred Waring.
Fred Waring? A fine conductor he is. Why, he can't tell the difference between a baton and Frank Sinatra.
Well, who can? I won't pay it.
All right, wise guy. If you can get Fred Waring for $100, go ahead and get him.
All right, I will. I'll call him up and make an appointment. I'll even go to New York and see Fred Waring in person.
Here's the railroad station, Alan.
Oh, thanks for the lift, Kenny. The New York train should be along in a minute. I'll see Fred Waring and call you the minute I make a deal with him.
Well, I don't think you're going to have much luck.
Don't worry, I'll get him. You want to wait till my train comes in, Kenny?
No, I'll have to be getting back to my drugstore pretty soon. I can't depend on the boy I have there to know exactly what to say to customers.
I don't get you, Kenny. What do you mean exactly what to say to customers?
Well, you know, there are a lot of items you can't get at your drugstore now on account of the war. So I've got to be very tactful when I tell a customer he can't have what he wants. People are inclined to get mad and blame it on the druggist. But once you tell them the real reason for the shortage, they understand.
That's true. If there's anything I hate, it's the clerk who says we haven't got it. Don't you know there's a war going on? I could slug him.
Yeah, I know. That's why I take time to tell a customer exactly why he can't get the product he wants. Now, take Vitalis, the famous hair grooming preparation. More people come in and ask for it, and I have to tell them civilians can't buy it anymore because all the Vitalis made is going to the servicemen. And the first thing they say is, what in thunder do the soldiers want it for?
It's a reasonable question, Kenny.
I know. So I tell them, in the first place, those servicemen were once civilians. And a great many of them used Vitalis and got to depend on it to keep their hair well groomed. Now they want Vitalis more than ever because they're outdoors all the time, the hot sun in tropical climates. Dries their scalp. On the sea, the wind and salt spray does the same thing. And the Vitalis 60-second workout is great for loosening a tight, dry scalp, stimulating circulation, and helping to prevent excessive falling hair. That's why servicemen want Vitalis. And since Bristol-Myers can't meet both the civilian and servicemen demand, they decided that the armed forces should get all the Vitalis made. For naturally, the boys come first. Once a civilian knows those facts, he's bound to agree, don't you think? And here is our glamorous singing star, Diane Courtney, to sing Strange Music.
Strange music in my ear. Only now, as you spoke, did it start. Lovely hum be coming from my heart. You appear and I hear song sublime, song that I'm incapable of. So dear, let me hold you near while we treasure every measure, so that time can never change the strange new music of love. You appear and I hear song sublime, song that I'm incapable of. So dear, let me hold you near while we treasure every measure, so that time can never change the strange new
this railroad station is cold. A New York train should be in any moment. I'll show Van Steeden whether or not I can get Fred Waring for the senior prom. That guy thinks he's a... Huh. What's that on the wall? Peanut vending machine full of salted peanuts. Nobody's around the station. I guess you have to put a penny in it. Oh, well, I'm a sport. What's a penny? One peanut for a penny. That's carrying inflation too far. Should I risk another one? Ah, what the heck, I get my allowance tomorrow. Two pennies, two peanuts. This machine must be...
Excuse me, bud. Can I get at that peanut machine?
Why, sure, sure.
Thanks. Okay, thanks.
You're welcome, you're welcome. Guess I just don't live right, that's all. If that train doesn't hurry and get...
Get your morning news and Travis here. Paper, mister? Oh, hiya, Mr. Young.
Why, that's little David Dittenpfeffer. Hello, David.
Paper, get your morning paper here.
What are you doing around the railroad station, David? You, selling newspapers?
No, I just landed from a submarine, and I'm going to blow up the train, Nosy.
That's fine, David boy. Always keep busy, you bet. You. I'm glad to see that you're a newsboy. Some of our biggest men started out by selling newspapers in railroad stations. Now they're on Wall Street.
Do they sell more papers there?
Ah, David boy, you're as sharp as a tack. And I'd like to put you on a chair and let somebody sit on you. But the reason I have...
Achoo!
Bless you.
Thanks. Mm-hmm.
David, haven't you got a handkerchief?
Sure, but I ain't allowed to lend it.
Oh, bless your little. Now, David. David, I think... Oh, the train's coming. I better go outside. I don't want to miss it. I have an appointment with Fred Waring.
Ain't you going to buy a paper, Mr. Young?
Buy a paper? David, you're my friend. You should give me a paper.
I'd be glad to give you a paper, Mr. Young. Here you are.
Thank you.
Now will you stop twisting my arm?
Oh, I get so excited when I have to catch a train. Goodbye, David.
Fine voyage, sporty.
Well, yes. Okay, I'll get on, then I...
Hello there!
Well, it's my next-door neighbor. Glad to see you. I haven't got time to talk. I got to get on this train.
Got up early today, son.
Yeah, that's fine. I have to get on the train.
Always get up early. Yeah. On the farm, I used to go to bed with the chickens and wake up with the chickens. Yeah. Darn feathers kept tickling me all night.
On a farm, eh? Did you milk many cows?
Milk cows? Snap my snuggies. I milk so many that for 10 years I used to shake hands one finger at a time.
That's very interesting.
What?
Look, I gotta get on this train. I got a date with Fred Waring.
I come down to do some work around the locomotive.
Oh, I didn't know you worked for the railroad.
I don't. I'm trying to steam open the letter.
I see. Well, the train is going to...
Letter to my brother. Yeah, I accidentally said something I didn't mean to say. Just slipped out.
Just slipped out when you're writing a letter?
Pen leaks.
I get it.
What?
He's making a career out of that. Look, my train is leaving for New York, and I...
Hey, that's a coincidence. My brother lives in Chicago.
Your brother lives in Chicago? I'm going to New York.
He don't care.
What part of Chicago does your brother live in?
Denver, Colorado.
Look, I gotta see Fred Waring about the senior prom. I'll be home tomorrow.
Oh, gonna be away for a while, eh?
Yeah.
I was gonna drop over and see you this afternoon.
Yeah, well, I'm very sorry, but I'll...
Just want to be neighborly.
Yeah, well...
I was shaving this morning, and I had some lather left over. I thought you might be able to use it.
Thanks. Thanks very much, but I use an electric razor. Now, I've got to...
What?
Train is pulling out. Hey, wait for me!
That ratted chatterbox, I thought he'd never leave.
Let's see. Well, this must be Fred Waring's office. His name is on the door. Fred Waring. Orchestras available for weddings, parades, cocktail parties, and basketball games. Oh, I'll go in. Pardon me, is this Fred Waring's office?
This is the office. Please look it over. This is the office. It's fine.
Pardon me, is this Fred Waring's office?
Oh, don't look so askance, Blondie. Mr. Waring insists that everything in this office be musical. Nobody took. Mr. Waring insists that everybody sings.
Yeah, well, will you tell Mr. Waring that Alan Young is here?
Yesterday, Van Johnson was here.
Well, today, Alan Young is here.
What a difference a day makes.
Look, please tell Mr. Waring that Alan Young is here.
Oh, he's very busy now. He's preparing his next week's radio broadcast. You know, he's just moved his show to a new time. Thursday, 10 o'clock Eastern War Time on the Blue Network. But I'll ask him if he could see you.
Now in the last number, I want more pizzicato. What do you think I got two fiddles for? Modulate the harmonic interpolations. Segue to a tonic arpeggio with a diminishing counterpoint. But I want to hear those two fiddles above the fortissimo brass and percussion.
Gee, listen to that awful language.
Mr. Waring.
That's my name. Come in, Miss Clef, and stop smoking that cigar. Shut the door. I'll be with you in a moment. Now, what were you saying, Tannhauser?
Fred, I'm your manager. And I got... Will you please pay attention while I'm talking? Stop fidgeting.
I'm not fidgeting. I'm curling my hair.
Fred, you've lost touch with the masses.
Nonsense. Why, I spend an hour every day walking down Fifth Avenue, patting little children on their heads. Sometimes I don't even wear gloves.
Well, that's all right, but
I even go over to Times Square and stand there signing autographs. Yesterday I signed 15.
Last year you signed 50.
Yes, but this year I raised the price.
Now look, Fred, what you've got to do is make more personal appearances.
Oh, Mr. Waring, there's an Alan Young waiting to see you.
Young. I'm beginning to hate that word. Alan Young? Oh, yes. He wants me to play at some high school prom. Tell him I'm not interested.
No, you don't. Now, that's just what I mean. You're going to take that job, even if they pay you as little as $100
a man. $100
a man? Yes. Now, send in Mr. Young, Miss Clef, and I'll see you later, Fred.
You can go in now, Mr. Young.
Thank you. How do you do? Are you Fred Waring?
Yes.
Oh, I expected a much younger man, Mr. Waring. I want to tell you, I've listened to you on the air, and I think you're one of the finest musicians in the country.
I know.
Yeah, well, I wanted to ask you something, Mr. Waring.
Please be brief. I'm always short and to the point.
You're short, but I wouldn't say you came to a point. Oh, yes. Well, I'm head of the Alumni Association Senior Prom Committee of the Ladislaus T. Fink High School.
Could anything be lower?
Yeah, well, we'd like to have your entire organization of Pennsylvanians play for our senior prom.
Well, as you know, my organization consists of 69 Pennsylvanians.
A telegram from Philadelphia Draft Board.
68.
Now, how much are you prepared to pay?
$100.
$100. That's the least my agent told me to take. It's a deal.
Fine. The dance is next Saturday night in the high school gymnasium.
Okay, it's a deal, but on one condition.
What's that, Mr. Wynn?
In my dressing room, there must be an electric outlet for my curling iron.
I'll arrange it, yes. Thank you, Mr. Waring. Thank you very much. I'll be seeing you. Goodbye.
Young, you forgot something.
I did, Mr. Waring.
You what? May get up off your knees now.
Oh, thank you. I gotta call Kenny and tell him. Laugh at me, Willie. Didn't think I could get Fred Waring for $100.
Hello?
Oh, Kenny, this is Alan.
Whom?
Me. I mean, Alan. Well, Kenny, I got Fred Waring. I certainly made you guys look sick.
Oh, that's a very bad connection. What did you say?
I said I made you look sick.
Sick? Are you sick?
I said you look sick.
You do? Oh, gee, Alan, you can't get sick now.
Kenny, you give me a headache. I said it's...
Sick and headache. Oh. Well, goodness, Alan, you know what to do. Get yourself a glass of sal hepatica. You should know that whenever you feel sick and headachey due to the need of a laxative, sal hepatica is just the thing to take to help you feel better, faster, particularly when you wake up in the morning with that feeling. For a glass full of sparkling sal hepatica taken then brings quick, gentle relief, usually within an hour. That means you can get rid of that feeling right away. You don't have to risk being miserable all day, waiting until night to take a laxative. And besides quick, gentle relief, sal hepatica gives you another advantage.
This famous saline helps sweeten an upset stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity.
So always keep sal hepatica handy and take it when you need it, morning, noon, or night. Remembering this caution, use only as directed. Then see how much faster you feel better, thanks to gentle, speedy sal hepatica. It's the following Saturday night in the gymnasium of the Ladislaus E. Fink High School. The senior prom committee is making last-minute arrangements.
Oh, Mr. Delmar, where's Alan?
Why, he's out in the middle of the gymnasium dancing. He's seeing if the floor is waxed enough.
Oh, Mr. Young! Oh, Mr. Young!
I'll be right there, Betty. Well, the floor seems all right. Thanks very much for the dance. Gee, I enjoyed every minute of it. You danced divinely.
Okay. So long, Al.
So long, Joe. Betty, did you want me?
Yes, where's Mr. Waring?
He's rehearsing his choir.
Gee, Mr. Waring certainly has a wonderful organization.
Yeah.
Why, you'd know anywhere that those singers work for Fred Waring.
Yeah, he's got his name tattooed on their foreheads. Oh, here he comes now. Mr. Waring, you ready?
Yes, Mr. Young, but I've a complaint to make.
Something wrong?
Yes, this current is DC and my curling iron is AC.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hi, Alan. Is the clam bake proceeding satisfactorily?
Oh, Peter, I didn't expect you, but I'm glad you're here. Peter, I want you to meet Fred Waring.
Glad to meet you, Mr. Herring.
Waring. Fred, this is Peter Van Steeden here.
I'm a leader, too.
Oh, really? Of what scout troop?
Look, I have to open the door. The seniors are waiting.
Mr. Young, there's one thing you should know.
Yeah?
My musicians work in war plants. If they hear a factory whistle blow, they'll have to leave, even if it's in the middle of a number.
Oh, no factory whistle's going to blow, Mr. Waring. Come on, let's welcome the dancers, shall we, Fred?
Right.
If the factory whistle blows, the musicians will have to leave. This is too easy. Oh, blow, factory whistle blow.
Mr. Waring, the dance is about to begin. May I have a fanfare, if you don't mind? For that, I'm paying $100. Members of the senior class of the Ladislaus T. Fink High School, it's time for our prom to begin. All right, come on, chillin'. Let's dance!
It's time for the night shift at Lockheed. Come on, fellas.
Hey, the trumpet players and the trombone players are leaving.
Hey, come on.
Come on, boys. It's time to report this very gyroscope.
There go the saxophones.
All those who work at Boeing, follow me.
Mr. Waring, what's the matter with a bass violin player?
He can't get a job. He lost his birth certificate.
Well, stop it! Stop it!
I told you the boys worked in war plants and they'd leave if they heard factory whistles.
But there aren't any factories around here. I don't understand it.
Say, Alan, if you need an orchestra, my boys are waiting outside.
Now I understand it. Peter Van Steeden, you did this.
Look, Mr. Young, this is no concern of mine. I fulfilled my part of the bargain. Where's my money? I'd like to get paid.
Well, certainly, Mr. Waring. I'm very sorry. Here you are. $100.
Fine. Now, where's the other $6,700?
$6,700? But you agreed to do it for $100.
$100 per man. 68 Pennsylvanians at $6,800.
Cigarette? No?
Look, you made the deal. You're responsible. I'll sue you for the money, Alan Young. I'll sue you.
Well, please, keep it on. Mr. Waring, I think I can settle this. You're on the radio?
Every Thursday night on the Blue Network, 10 o'clock, Eastern Wartime.
Well, who is your sponsor?
The Owens Illinois Glass Company.
Yeah, well, Mr. Waring, it stands to reason that if your sponsor sells more glass, you'll get more money, right? Right? Right?
If he does sell more glass, I will get more money.
Mr. Waring, I'll pay you off the $6,800 I owe you right now.
How now?
Like this now. See that window? $10. See that window? $20. That window? $30. $45. $60. Friends, this is Alan Young again. We've all been asked to hold on to our money, to buy only what we really need. The government asks us not to spend foolishly. That'll start inflation, and if this country is hit by inflation, you can imagine what it'll do to the war. It's up to every one of us to hold those prices down. So let's all buy only what we really need, pay no more than ceiling prices when we buy, and save as much as we can through war bonds. Do that, and you'll be doing a really important job for the war and for the peace to come. Now, friends, I'd like to thank Fred Waring for being here. I hope you'll listen to his fine program over the Blue Network every Thursday night at 10 o'clock Eastern Wartime. And now, on behalf of Diane, Ken, Peter, and myself, in fact, all of us, we want to thank you for being with us tonight. Don't forget the two products that make our Tuesdays together possible, Sal Hepatica for the smile of health and Vitalis for well-groomed hair. Sal Hepatica, Vitalis. Good night.
Hey, girls, can I have your attention, please, for just a second? This is Diane Courtney. I just thought I'd put a bug in your ear about taking care of your hands, because I know only too well what an awful beating a girl's hands take these cold days, particularly when you've got a lot of soap and water jobs to do. So here's my tip. Get the hand lotion that helps protect your hands even when they're in hot, soapy water. Get Truchet, the beforehand lotion. Smooth a little Truchet on before you get to work, so Truchet's beforehand protection will help guard your hands from the rough, drying effects of that hot, soapy water. You'll love Truchet. It's smooth and creamy and fragrant. And above all, it does help keep your hands softer and lovelier. It's T-R-U-S-H-A-Y. Truchet. It's wonderful.
Hold it, folks. Stay tuned to this station, for here comes the Gracie Fields Show, starring Gracie Fields with that funny man, Fred Brady, immediately following station identification. This is the Blue Network.